You have most likely already experienced passing moments of contemplation without calling it that. Have you sat and stared at ocean waves rolling in and out and been awed by God's creation? Have you stood on a porch in the darkness of a starry night, staring into space with a sense of God's nearness? Or have you gazed at the embers in a fireplace, conscious that you were safe and secure? Perhaps these settings gave you a sense of nearness to God. Avery Brooke once wrote, "Deeper, wordless contemplation is something that we may experience either in church, in those blessed pauses between words, or in quiet times alone when we cease our words of prayer, put down our Bibles, and realize that God is both very near and familiar and yet beyond all knowing. We feel that we would like to know God so well that we could sit still for an hour in silent companionship as with an old friend." Contemplation comes down to paying attention to God. Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus, Luke chapter 10, verses 39 and 42, gives us a picture of contemplation. She was wholly dedicated to the one thing necessary. Such careful attention is vital to our discipleship to Christ. The author of The Cloud of Unknowing gave these guidelines for contemplation. Center all your attention and desire on the Lord, and let this be the sole concern of your mind and heart. Strive to fix your love on Him, forgetting all else. It really is that simple. Paying attention to God is similar to paying attention to another person in a human love relationship. When you love someone, you listen carefully and delight in what he or she says. It can be the same in our relationship with God. Contemplation is so simple that it even has a playfulness to it. Consider that the word play stands out in contemplation. Freedom and agendalessness make contemplation something like play. Just as you don't try to have a good time in play, you don't try to systematize contemplation or manufacture a spiritual experience. To do so is to risk deceiving yourself. Contemplative prayer is not about having unusual or mystical experiences. Rather, it centers in loving God and enjoying God's presence. And it gets simpler, not more complex, as we go along. Thomas Kelly, a Quaker college professor and spiritual leader of post-World War I relief workers in Germany, wrote, "It is not an arduous task, as Madame Guyon puts it, nothing more than turning our heart toward God and receiving, in turn, His love." Resting, waiting, and delighting. What exactly do we do as we hang out with God? Scripture's primary prayer book, the Psalms, offers the best clues about how to contemplate in its emphasis on resting, waiting, and delighting in God. Resting in God and reflecting on God as encountered in Scripture is encouraged in Psalms and Habakkuk with the word Selah, which occurs 74 times. Though it is often dismissed as a mere musical notation, most commentators agree that Selah was inserted at points where the singer or psalm reader should pause so listeners could reflect. To be quiet and vulnerable before God is a concrete form of laying all in God's hands and abandoning our obsession with outcomes. We don't have to worry about how we're perceived. The shadow of the Almighty.